there's a voice that keeps on calling me.
The Playlist.
We're on a mission from God.
Champions, and welcome to this week's edition of The Playlist. That was Mike Oldfield, and if that's made you think of Dave Angel, Eco Warrior, then make sure to take some ibuprofen before bed. It'll help you sleep. And this is Tasmin Archer.
Did we fly to the moon too soon? Did we squander the chance?
enormous thanks to Distinct Dipole and Ben Gray for suggesting that. Tasman Archer, Sleeping Satellite, from 1992, if you'd believe it. Doesn't time fly when you're having fun? Hello, everybody. Welcome along to this week's edition of The Playlist. Ahead of that was Mike Oldfield, Moonlight Shadow, as suggested by Nikki Quote. And while I was playing that, I was thinking to myself, how do you improve upon perfection? Because once again, I feel like we've peaked too soon. I actually was going to open up the show with the next song, but at the last minute, I decided to swap it around a bit. Because that's an absolute banger, isn't it? Anyway, this is The Playlist. I'm Darren. Thank you very much for joining me. And this is The Water Boys. We'll be right back. astonishingly good stuff from the Waterboys there. That was The Hole of the Moon, as suggested by Astronomer Merritt and Purple Padma. So thank you very much, Charlotte. Have you suggested on here before, Charlotte? I don't know. Do you know what? I'm going to give you the clap nonetheless. Well done, Purple Padma. Well, this is the playlist. I am Darren, and I have very little time for chit-chat and nonsense this week because you all suggested some really good songs, and I've got basically no time allocated to being able to talk between them. So, without further ado, the theme this week, for every week there must be a theme, is Moon. Just like that, with that many O's in it. Moon. And surprisingly, no one suggested any songs about cows. Anyway, this next song was factual back in 1970 and is almost factual again. This performance, as suggested by Swisslet, is Gil Scott-Heron, Whitey on the Moon.
We have a poem here. It's called Whitey on the Moon. It was inspired by some whiteys on the moon. So I want to give credit where credit is due. All right. That's it. A rat done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the Moon. Her face and arms began to swell, and Whitey's on the moon. I can't pay no doctor bills, but Whitey's on the moon. 10 years from now, I'll be paying still while Whitey's on the moon. You know, the man just upped my rent last night, 'cause Whitey's on the moon. No hot water, no toilets, no lights, but Whitey's on the moon. I wonder why he's upping me, 'cause Whitey's on the moon. Well, I was already giving him 50 a week, and now Whitey's on the moon. Taxes taking my whole damn check. The junkies make me a nervous wreck. The price of food is going up. And as if all that crap wasn't enough, a rat done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the moon. Her face and arms began to swell, and Whitey's on the moon. Was all that money I made last year for Whitey on the moon? How come I ain't got no money here? Whitey's on the moon. You know, I just about had my fill of Whitey on the moon. I think I'll send these doctor bills, air mail special. To Whitey on the Moon.
Gentlemen, this is
the playlist.
Well, I'd like to visit the moon on a rocket ship high in the air. Yes, I'd like to visit the moon, but I don't think I'd like to live there. Though I'd like to look down at the earth from above, I would miss all the places and people I love. So although I might like it for one afternoon, I don't want to live on the moon. I'd like to travel under the sea. I could meet all the fish everywhere. Yes, I'd travel under the sea, but I don't think I'd like to live there. I might stay for a day there if I had my wish, but there's not much to do when your friends are all fish. And an oyster and clam aren't real family, so I don't want to live in the sea. I'd like to visit the jungle, hear the lion roar, go back in time and meet a dinosaur. There's so many strange places I'd like to be, but none of them permanently. So if I should visit the moon, well, I'll dance on a moonbeam, and then I will make a wish on a star, and I'll wish I was home once again. Oh, I'd like to look down at the earth from above. I would miss all the places and people I love. So although I may go, I'll be coming home soon. 'Cause I don't want to live on the moon. No, I don't want to live on the moon.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
Wasn't that lovely? That was the Hooters with Satellite, the band after which the restaurant chain was named. Why they went down that odd aesthetic with their servers was unknown to me, because I don't believe that the band Hooters ever walked around in hot pants and tightly cut off crop tops with their boobs hanging out. But hey, maybe they did in an earlier incarnation. That was suggested by Papa Steph, so thank you very much for that suggestion. Absolutely wonderful stuff. It's from 1987. I haven't heard that in years. Ahead of that was Ernie and Aaron Neville. Ernie from Sesame Street. I Don't Want to Live on the Moon, suggested by DDZ at Fosterdon, who also suggested the bed. He's slipped into my bed. La Femme d'Argent by Air. Taken from the Moon Safari album, you see. So every track on it would fit. So thank you very much. Ahead of that was Gil Scott-Heron with Whitey on the Moon from 1970, as suggested by Swisslet. This is The Playlist. I am Darren. The theme this week is Moon. Because, you know, we flew around the... Well, I personally didn't. I missed my my connecting flight, so unfortunately I didn't get to fly around the moon, but some other people did, mostly Americans, and one Canadian. Congratulations, Canada. Anyway, so that's the theme this week, basically, is moon, because, you know, the moon, it's pretty cool. This next one was suggested by Giflian, who is also a Canadian, so congratulations, Giflian, on your country folks achievements. This is Gowan, actually, with Moonlight Desires. You about to hear a new ident. I repeat, a new ident. Behold.
It's one small step for
the playlist.
One giant leap for mankind.
He will wait until you give yourself.
Go on then. You can have it again, just for a little treat.
That's one small step for
the playlist.
One giant leap for mankind.
Talking, we were laughing about the state of our lives. How our fates brought us together as the moon was rising in your eyes.
As suggested by Lost Tourist, I think that was. I've lost Lost Tourist in my list, and Moth Ninja. So thank you very much for that wonderful suggestion. Oh, fade up me bed, new bed, of course. You've had Air up until this point, and now you've got We're Going Home by Clint Mansell. I'll skip to the bit you know. It's a bit jarring, but no one listens to this for the professionalism, do they? It's the theme from Moon, the best movie to never be nominated for an Oscar, and that was an absolute outrage. Anyway, this was suggested by Tiger Crash, I think it was. Let me just go back. Yep, Tiger Crash, so thank you very much for that. Ahead of Belinda Carlisle was the mighty, mighty Killing Moon by Echo and the Bunnymen, which I just had to go back through their Wikipedia to remind myself of other tracks that they did, because that is genuinely the only one I can name off the top of my head, and it is a masterpiece. So that was suggested by Real Ale Rocks, but also suggested by Rollo Treadway, but not, don't worry about it, Rollo, you didn't suggest that one. I just happened to play it. There may be something else coming up later on. It doesn't matter. Ahead of that was Gowan. I believe it's Gowan. Giflian corrected me in the chat, with Moonlight Desires. And yeah, that was the last three tracks I played, so thank you very much for enjoying them, and thank you very much for suggesting them. This one was suggested by Sheepnik and is Afrocubism with A La Luna Yo Mi Voy. I'm basically Spanish, aren't I?
Decisiones. Voy a vivir a la luna, ya tomé mis decisiones. Solo volveré a la tierra cuando me den vacaciones. Solo volveré a la tierra cuando me den vacaciones. Allí no quiero calor.
Yeah. A la luna yo me voy.
Yeah.
A la luna yo me voy.
Celebrated for its excellence.
as suggested by White Wolf, that was Feist, My Moon, My Man. This is the playlist, and the theme this week for, you know, if you have only just joined us, you know why, but secondly, the theme this week is Moon, where all the songs are about the moon, or, you know, somewhat connected. Ahead of that was Afro-Cubism with A La Luna, Yo Mi Voy, which is the most Spanish that I am capable of sounding. But thank you very much to Sheepnik for that suggestion. This next track is was suggested by Miss Melanie H, and I'm surprised to learn that this only came out 11 years ago. I had no idea that Enya was releasing music. In fact, Enya's probably had an album out every year for the last 30 years. But I just, you know, what do you want from me? Anyway, from 2015, this is Enya with Astra et Luna. Astra e Luna from 2015. I think the album was called Dark Sky Island, that's right, as suggested by Miss Melanie H, so thank you very much for that fine suggestion. This next one, because here on the playlist we like to keep on the cutting edge of pop music and the most recently released tunes, this one came out last week and was suggested by Troggy. Our very own Troggy, and it is, there's a little bit of backstory to it. I'll talk about it afterwards, actually, but this is a really lovely little piece by Marielle Craft and William Hinson. It's called Carol. Enjoy. Mm-hmm.
catapulted through my heart. The second that you floated in, I loved you without noticing. Pulled me into light right from the dark. Carol, tell me all about your day. It's not fair though, 'cause you're 4,000 miles away. The moments that I miss you most, I look up and I see you glow. Everywhere I go, you're there to stay. I wish that you could see yourself this way. You were the brightest part of every side of my heart. Watched your candle burn way too soon. Every night I look up to the sky. I love you back and forth to the moon. Girls are doing well in school. They don't care though, 'cause I'm on my way to you. Our favorite crew beside me, we're floating through the stars. 'Cause I can't stand to be this far away. I'm keeping all the promises I made. You were the brightest part of every side of my heart. Watched your candle burn way too soon. Every night I look up to the sky. I love you back and forth to the moon. Carol, they'll write your name in all the books. I swear they'll always call you beautiful. I'm 40 minutes out from the moment we touched down. I can't believe that now I'll have the proof that I've loved you back and forth to the moon.
Integrity and Carol Crater, loud and clear.
Wasn't that beautiful? That was Marielle Craft and William Hinson with Carol. That was written about the commander of the Artemis II mission that just splashed down, just came back last week. It was Reed Wiseman. And his wife died in 2020. And as they were going round the moon last week, week before last, they requested that they name one of the newly discovered craters after Carol. And so that's what happened. And I think that's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. So thank you, Troggy, for that suggestion. This next one was suggested by Dr. Caitlin Swissler and is Julie London with Fly Me to the Moon.
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. Are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Thank you. this song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
Oh, and I almost forgot. I'm also going to need you to go ahead and
listen to the playlist.
What is the charge? Eating a
playlist.
A succulent Chinese
playlist.
Thank you.
Well, I hope the cheeky edit at the beginning of that wasn't too jarring to you, Julian. Originally that tune is damn near 7 minutes long, so I chopped the intro a little bit there just to bring it up to around about 5 minutes, just so I could play it, because it's really, really lovely. That was the Field Mice with Missing the Moon from 1991. I'd never heard of the Field Mice until this week, so if you'd have played that to me and said, who is this, I'd have guessed it was New Order or someone. That bass line at the end is pure hooky. Really, really good. I love that. I'm going to listen to more of their stuff, although apparently that's the only one that sounds like that, so maybe I won't bother. Hello. Thank you very much for listening. This is The Playlist. I'm Darren. What you're currently listening to is more Clint Mansell. I've still got that one on there. The theme from Moon. Ahead of the Field Mice was Posthuman with Lander, as suggested by Big Vimto, and ahead of the top of the hour was Julie London with Fly Me to the Moon from 1963, suggested by Dr. Caitlin Swislet. So thank you very much all for those magnificent suggestions, including this next one. So I have spent a long time getting this track to be the right length. Another one that was about 7 minutes long, as suggested by Mr. Andrew D, who in his suggestion even noted that it was probably too long, but I could do this and this and this and maybe bring it down a bit. Anyway, long story short, I've managed to get it down to 3 minutes 48 seconds without, I hope, missing any of the good stuff in it, because it is a genuinely beautiful piece of music. So just sit back for the next 4 minutes and enjoy this. This is Flight Facilities with Claire de Lune.
I would know you.
beautiful. That was Flight Facilities with Claire de Lune, as suggested by Mr. Andrew D. It was really, really lovely. I do heartily recommend going and checking out the full-length version of that, the original. It's about 7 minutes long and it's just gorgeous. Just a shame I don't have enough time to play full 7-minute tracks very often. This week, for example, there are 113 songs in the full long list, and I've managed to get it down to 28. And even then, by rights, that's too long. Generally, I try to aim for about an hour and 40 minutes because I know that I end up yapping on with idents and things. It, you know, ends up rolling on a little bit. This week, I've got almost 1 hour 47. So I've got 13 minutes of yap time between 2 hours, and I've already done 3 minutes for this hour so far, and it's only 15:15, so I best shut up and play some more music, I suppose. This next one was suggested by The Plague Doc, although I've got a feeling Astronomeret was in on this one as well, but it might have just been in the replies to it. Anyway, this is the Smashing Pumpkins.
Thank you. tonight.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh! Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
The Playlist.
Today, in the world of freedom, the proudest boast is, Ich bin ein
Playlist.
Yeah.
was a solid gold bang, wasn't it? That was Fields of the Nephilim with Moonchild, suggested by Sharon Gascoigne. Of course it was Sharon Gascoigne. My brain just went, nope, threw down the shutters. I've got it right in front of me and everything. On the subject of Moonchild, no, unfortunately, I haven't got time to play the Iron Maiden track of the same name, despite the fact that it was suggested by a number of people, largely because I've played a good number of Iron Maiden tracks over the last couple of years. And don't get me wrong, that's always a good thing, but I wanted to give some airtime to some other things this week. So, if you're waiting for an Iron Maiden track, maybe listen to the extras after 10 o'clock, after 9 o'clock. In the meantime, why don't you enjoy this one? Oh, ahead of that Field of the Nephilim track, by the way, was Creeper with Black Moon, suggested by Alice McAlice Pants. And ahead of that was the Smashing Pumpkins' Tonight Tonight, suggested because the video takes place dans la lune. La voyage dans la lune. And it's a great video as well. 1995, man alive, time flies, doesn't it? Anywho, enjoy this next one, suggested by Cara. This is Creedence Clearwater Revival. Oh, by the way, God, if I was... Just, you can tell my ADHD brain's going all over the place here. Davy Bot slipped into my bed now. This is Moondog. Anyway, this is Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Thank you.
was Murder by Murder times Ezel, Murder and Ezel, basically, with Aya, which is apparently to the moon. Well, the chorus mentions, she says, take me to the moon. According to Sjord, I don't actually speak Turkish, or in fact Dutch, English, or Spanish, which is apparently the languages featured by those particular artists. So thank you very much to Sjord for that suggestion. That was really nice. I liked that. It felt a bit like being on holiday. Ahead of that was Dave Cortez and the Moon People with Happy Soul. And that was grand, wasn't it? That was properly lovely. I might have that as my alarm tone. I don't have an alarm tone, I just have my watch buzzing on my wrist, but I might make an exception, and Troggy can wake up feeling happy as well at 5:30. That was suggested by Davey Bot, so thank you very much, Davey Bot. And ahead of that was Credence with Bad Moon Rising, suggested by Kara. Thank you, Kara. Did I already tell you that, yes, I did tell you that Davey Bot has now slipped into my bed with Moondog. This is apparently a very good album that's worth listening to, so says Davey Bot. So go and do that. After 9 o'clock, of course. This next one was suggested by CC Ferry. This is Nancy Griffith, Once in a Very Blue Moon.
I found your letter in my mailbox today. You were just checking if I was okay. And if I miss you, well, you know what they say. Just once in a very blue moon. Just once in a very blue moon. Just once in a very blue moon. And I feel one coming on soon. No need to tell me you'd like to be friends and help me get back on my feet again. And if I miss you, well, it's just now and then. Just once in a very blue moon. Just once in a very blue moon. Just once in a very blue moon. And I feel one come.
Stars. I want a us from trouble, you know. And they all gonna say what you should and shouldn't do, though they don't have a clue.
Somehow it's taken 101 shows to play Elliott Smith. So there you go. That was St. Ide's Heaven, as suggested by Lulu Hell. Lulu, can you apologise to Mr. Hell? But as astonishing as the as his link was, I cannot play Arnie and the Terminators because it's just dreadful. I had it on tape, I'm sure, back in the day, but man, it's not good. I didn't realise how bad it was. I'm just scrolling down through the thing to see if I can find... I can't find it off the top. Ah, damn, I wish I'd sorted this out in advance. Sadly, I did not. But yeah, there was something to do with Terminator. I'm not up on my science words. And as a result, yeah, the suggestion was Arnie and the Terminators with I'll Be Back. And it... Yeah, I listened back to it, and it has not aged well over the last 30 years. Anyway, thank you very much to Lulu Hell for that suggestion, and thank you very much to Mr. Hell for suggesting Arnie and the Terminators. It is in the extras, so if you want to hang around and see if it pops up, then please feel free. Failing that, it's on YouTube, probably. Ahead of that was Nancy Griffith with Once in a Very Blue Moon, which had more than a hit of Linda Ronstadt about it, which I very much enjoyed. Anyway, onwards, this one was suggested by Revian and is Shakespeare's sister.
Birds can fly. Sometimes I feel like an alien. I make them laugh, I make them stay. But Mr. Jones said, hey young girl, don't feel sorry for yourself. The world's out there. There's a moon child. So take off into outer space. I'll see you there. There's a moon child.
Come on, come on.
Our little moon child.
Little baby.
You're not the only one.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Mr. Lulu Hell, on the basis that I have actually played Arnie and the Terminators in the past on this very show a couple of years back for the 18 months ago for the time travel theme. I played Arnie and the Terminators as suggested by Arakin, so apologies to Mr. Lulu Hell for besmirching his good suggestion. His suggestion, by the way, was the Terminator line in "Is any celestial body in is the outside edges from the observer. When the moon is observed from Earth, because the moon is on tidal lock, the Terminator line never varies more than a few degrees. Ergo, I choose the seminal UK song from 91, Arnie and the Terminators, I'll Be Back." And yeah, I have played it on this very show, which just goes to prove that I'll play any old nonsense. Anyway, next week's theme. Next week's theme will be Other. It's a guest theme as suggested by Giflian. So, Other. Get your suggestions at me. Try and keep them to like 3 or 4 because there's quite a lot of you now and it's getting quite hard to keep up. Anyway, Other. Hashtag the playlist suggestion. This, as suggested by Sod's Lawyer, is television. The inferior format, of course.
Between my bones and skin.
as television, with Venus as suggested by Sod's lawyer. So, next week's theme, other. Get your suggestions at me. You know, the beauty of going on my own steam these days is that it doesn't matter that I'm running like 3 minutes heavy, which means that I can now play all 4 minutes of you, all 4 minutes of this next last track for you, and it is glorious. Thank you, Rollo. This is Public Service Broadcasting. This has been The Playlist, and I'll catch you next week.
This is Apollo Control at 102 hours into the flight of Apollo 11. It's grown quite quiet here at Mission Control. A few moments ago, Flight Director Gene Kranz requested that everyone sit down, get prepared for events that are coming. And he closed with the remark, good luck to all of you. Minutes now until ignition for powered descent. Everything's still looking very good at this point. Okay, all flight controllers, gonna go for powered descent. Retro, go. Fido, go. Guidance, go. Control, go. Telcom, go. Jinsey, go. Ecom, go. Surgeon, go. Capcom, we're go for powered descent. We're off to a good start. Play it cool. Okay, all flight controllers, I'm going around the horn. Okay, retro, go. Vital, go. Guide, go. Control, go. Falcon, go. Jinsey, go. Econ, go. Surgeon, go. Retro, go. Vito, go. Guidance, go. Control, go. Falcon, go. Jinsey, go. Econ, go. Surgeon, go. Capcom, we're go for landing. Okay, everybody, let's hang tight and look for landing radar.
75 feet, down a half, 1202 alarm, 60 seconds.
We're going,
that
flight. We're going, that alarm.
40 feet, down 2.5. If it doesn't reoccur, will we go? 30 seconds. 1201.
Roger,
1201 alarm.
1201 alarm.
Same type, we'll go,
flight. Okay, we're going. We've had shutdown.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Okay, keep the chatter down in this room. T1, stand by T1. Stay no stay, all flight controllers. Retro,
stay.
Vito,
stay.
Guidance. Control,
stay.
Telcom,
stay.
GNC,
stay.
Ecom,
stay.
Surgeon,
stay.
Retro,
go.
Vital,
go.
Guide,
go.
Control,
go.
Telcom,
go.
GNC,
go.
Ecom,
go.
Surgeon,
go.
Retro,
go.
Vital,
go.
Guide,
go.
Control,
go.
Retro,
go.
Vital,
go.
Guide,
go.
Roll,
go.
Go,
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 go.
One small step for
the playlist.
One giant leap for mankind.